point blank jumper is good. Siskowski makes it 16-13, and that's an 8-0 run by Ravenna.
It was an extremely competitive day one in the Blue Jay tournament, with all four games decided in the final minutes. Today, Overton will face off with Centura, and Ravenna takes on Spalding Academy. It's the finals of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first the New Tex Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tex Heat.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, our second of four games on the day in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Earlier today, the Ravenna girls came away with the consolation championship on the girls' side with a 51-38 win over Spalding Academy. Now it is Centura taking on Overton for third place here. And you take a look at the two records, and you really kind of have a different story. Overton, their first loss of the season came against one of the better teams in Class D2 this year, Spalding Academy, a five-point loss yesterday. So that would drop Overton to 5-1 on the season, and Centura now 1-7. But they gave Ravenna everything they wanted yesterday, because Centura right now is playing much better basketball. They've had some injuries through the course of the year. In fact, a couple of their better players hadn't scored early in the year when they were scoring in the 20s. A few of those games, but now they're coming back a little bit more full strength, had the five-day moratorium to heal up a little bit more, and now Centura really feels like they're heading in the right direction. Even though they lost yesterday, if there is such a thing as a moral victory, that was it against Ravenna, because that proves that they're starting to move in the right direction. And so even though Centura comes in at 1-7, Overton at 5-1 is probably going to have to play a pretty good basketball game to be able to come up with the win. That is providing that Centura plays as well today as they did yesterday, and there's no reason to think that they would not do that. This is the New Tex Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tex Seed. New Tex is your yield leader. Contact the New Tex Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tex Seed. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Centurions and the Eagles coming up right after this.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Let's give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. And the starting lineups look like this for Overton. It'll be Creighton Ryan, a 5'3 junior, with Hayden Cahoy. He's 6 foot tall and a senior. Logan Kaiser, a 5'11 senior. Caleb Eklund, 6'3 and a junior. And Joel Schaefer, a 6'1 senior for head coach Jay Stair and the Overton Eagles. Overton will be the road team. They're in their visiting blue uniforms. For Centura, they'll be the home team on the scoreboard. Their starters are Michael Hansen, a 6 foot tall junior. Nathan Lemberg, 6 foot tall and a senior. Grant Myers, a 5'7 junior. Jacob Hickok, 5'10 and a senior. And Travis Holcomb, a 6'3 sophomore for head coach Dave Oman. Your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And we're just about ready to tip this one off. Glad you could join us for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Got her all wrapped up, and we're just about ready to get things underway as Holcomb will do the jumping here for Centura, going up against Cahoy, and the tip is going to be controlled by Centura. So Centura with their first possession of the ball game as Hansen has the dribble. Right now Overton going man-to-man. They're trying to trap the basketball. Ryan putting pressure on. They get it up ahead. The drive here by Hickok. Hickok can't come up with it, and the rebound is tipped out there with Cahoy. So Cahoy pulls down the rebound after that first drive. Not a bad look here for Centura, but Cahoy pulls down the rebound, and Overton will set it up in the half-court set. They'll kick it off on the left side here for Eklund. And Eklund works it back around. They kick it in the corner here for Ryan. Ryan facing some pressure by Lemberg. Back around the perimeter we go, and here's going to become Eklund firing the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. Rebound is finally tipped out of there. On the run, they get it off here for Hansen. Hansen's going to drive and has his shot knocked out of bounds. So a couple of opportunities for Overton, but they couldn't come up with any points on the other end. And now to inbound the basketball is going to be Hickok here for Centura. Hickok looks and gets it for Grant Myers in the corner. Myers, a little ball fake, trying to get it inside. They do get it in for Holcomb, and Holcomb, a little floater, no good. Rebounded by Hansen, and Hansen's going to dribble out with it. So Hansen will work it back around, and they give it to Lemberg, who will set up the offense, who gives it back out for Hansen. Hansen being pressured there by Ryan, and we've got a foul called on Ryan as the drive was heading to the basket. That'll be the first on Ryan. First as a team against the Eagles as well. So Hansen gets the inbounds. And right now it appears Overton is, yeah, they're still going man-to-man here. On the dribble is going to be Lemberg. Lemberg flies in the lane, takes off glass, and he'll score. Nathan Lemberg, first 2 points of the ball game for either team, and it's 2-0 Centura. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Directing traffic is going to be Joel Schaefer. Schaefer will kick on the left side here for Eklund. Eklund throws in the corner for Logan Kaiser. Kaiser's going to skip it out. On that back door is Eklund. Eklund kicks in the corner, and Schaefer will fire a three. It's no good, and saved into the hands of Ryan, and Ryan will make the putback. Well, great hustle there to keep that play going for Overton. Backdoor cut, reverse layup here for Lemberg. Lemberg can't get it to go, and coming out with it is going to be Overton, and Overton just turns the basketball over. Bad pass on that backside. They're looking for now for Holcomb. Now a little drive by Lemberg, and Lemberg took a little extra step with it for Centura, so he turns it over. So a little sloppy here in the early stages, and it's 5:44 to go in the first quarter, 2-2. And coming in is going to be number 22, Jose Guzman for Centura. He'll come in here for Hansen. Overton will just toss the ball in here for Hayden Cahoy. 6-foot-tall senior brings in the offensive zone. Now he gets it back, snaps it into the corner here for Eklund. Eklund's entry pass is going to be tied up. Nice defensive play there by Lemberg, but the possession arrow is pointing to Overton, so it will still be their basketball. So Schaefer's going to toss it in, gets it in on the inbounds. Cahoy will fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Lemberg. So Lemberg snags the bound, and in transition, a three-pointer here for Centura that's off the mark and out of bounds. And the time of possession there for Centura on that was probably about 3 seconds as they just kicked it up ahead very, very quickly. And Myers tries the, no, check that. It was Hickok who tried the three, and it was off the mark. Not a bad look, to be honest with you. Caught it in rhythm. Deflected pass over there. Goes out of bounds. So Overton will inbound at the end of the Centura bench. 5:11 to go. Quarter number one. Tied at 2. On the baseline with it is Eklund. Eklund finds a cutter. Drive here for Ryan. Ryan's shot. No good. He missed it, but it was not able to come down with the rebound as Centura comes up with it, as it was saved there by Ryan. And now it's Holcomb in the offensive zone. He'll throw it top of the circle here for Lemberg, who gives it off on that left wing for Myers, now has the top of the key. Lemberg just playing catch here with Guzman. And Guzman will give it over here for Lemberg. Everybody cycles through. And as right now, it's still man-to-man here for Overton off of a screen, getting on the baseline. It was Lemberg. Lemberg drives and is fouled long before he put up that shot. It was pretty shot in traffic. And it's just going to be a little hand check foul on the way through. And that will be on Creighton Ryan. No, check that. They gave it to Kaiser. Number 25 and not number 15. So we'll fix that. They inbound it. Yeah, Lemberg. Lemberg with a nice strong drive. And he'll lay it up and in on the inbounds play. So again, Centura has that lead. They lead it now 4-2. And Cahoy will give the basketball back out here for Schaefer. Schaefer is going to kick it off in the corner here for Tanner Ryan, who checked in. Ryan will drive the baseline. A little floater. No good. Offensive rebound is good for Caleb Eklund. That was just a nice little tip in there for Eklund. And we are tied at 4. We've played 4 minutes, and we're tied at 4. Nice little roll here. The shot no good by Hickok, though. Hickok missed the putback, and now a steal after the rebound. Ryan had it and then had it stolen away, and now we've got a little foul away from the ball. And I think that's going to be on Overton. Yep, that will be on Overton. So a little drive here by Lemberg. Lemberg loses the ball on the way up. And it will go out of bounds. Tough drive there. And with 3.5 to go, here in the first quarter, we are still tied at 4. Joel Schaefer will direct traffic a little bit. He'll snap it to the left side to Cahoy. Then right back out here for Schaefer. Schaefer gets it in the corner. As they're just kind of passing around the perimeter right now. Cahoy has it at the elbow, lost it, used his dribble, and he'll give it off here for Justice Hodgson, who checked in. Entry pass down the low post. Posting up here is Eklund. Eklund's shot won't fall, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Hickok. So Hickok snags the bound after Overton couldn't get the shot to fall. And back around the perimeter we go here as Hickok has it in the offensive end of the court. Lemberg enters it in, and it's going to be stolen away, and getting it back is going to be Holcomb. Possession arrow is pointing to Centura, so that little extra hustle there by Travis Holcomb prevents from having a turnover, although we will move the possession arrow here. But Centura will maintain the basketball, and they'll just get it in. Top of the circle, Hansen has it. Hansen, left side for Lemberg. Little pick and roll here. They lob it for Hickok. Hickok is going to kick it out for Hansen. Hansen just inside the three-point arc. Shot no good. Offensive rebound, and the bucket falls for Nathan Lemberg. So Lemberg is able to make that putback. And now driving the baseline is going to be Tanner Ryan. And Ryan will score. So Tanner Ryan with a nice little baseline drive. And we are tied at 6. On the bounce here is Lemberg. Lemberg right back out for Hickok. Hickok gives it for Holcomb. Holcomb, nice catch in traffic. He'll try a reverse layup as he caught the ball too far under the basket. The miss, but it's rebounded out of there by J.D. Callahan for Overton. So Overton has the basketball. They're working it around the perimeter. A little floater on that right side. The elevation on the shot by Ryan. Ryan missed it. An offensive rebound, and the bucket will fall inside. Great hustle there by J.D. Callahan, as Callahan was able to pull down that offensive rebound and the bucket. So hard work there. We'll put Overton back on top here, 8-6. We got 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lemberg on the dribble. We'll give it off here for Hansen. Hansen top of the circle, kicks it back out here for Hickok. Hickok bounce pass right side for Hansen. Hansen's going to penetrate as they really spread the floor. There's spacing of about 15 feet between every single Centurion. Bad pass, stolen away by Overton. They work it up ahead, the drive, and the bucket and the foul. They pass it up ahead to Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will get the hoop and the harm. Nice pass on the inside after they make that steal. And again, the nice outlet pass by Callahan after he made the steal to get it up ahead. And now a chance for the three-point play as the foul was called on Hansen. So So the free throw is up and good for Tanner Ryan. So Ryan makes the shot. And now pressure. Centura can't handle the inbounds. It's knocked away. Pretty good defense put on there by Creighton Ryan. And that'll be another Centura turnover. So 11-6 now. Overton with the lead and the basketball as we're in the final minute of the first quarter. Creighton Ryan finds a cutter in underneath. J.D. Callahan, another play. He has come off the bench and really ignited things here as he's got 4 points here in the last minute or so. Pass up ahead, toeing the three, firing the three is Grant Myers, and Myers will stroke it in for Centura. Just a quick little pass from near midcourt out to Myers, and nobody was in front of Myers, and he stroked in the three-pointer. Backdoor cut, pass inside to Callahan, and Callahan will score. On that backdoor cut, getting the basketball was Ryan, and Ryan just handed it to Callahan, and Callahan scored from point-blank range. 15 seconds left. Callahan knocked the ball loose, and now he's out of bounds. Is there going to be a foul, or is it just out of bounds off of Callahan? They're going to say that Callahan was not fouled. There was contact there delivered by Grant Myers, but they're going to say no foul. So no turnover either. Callahan an eyelash away from making the steal. Getting the inbounds is Holcomb. Then he'll set a little screen. And now Holcomb asking for the ball on the low post. He gets it, and he'll put up a left-handed shot that's a tough one. It's no good. Rebounded by Callahan at the buzzer, and that will do it for one quarter of play. We'll head to the second quarter, 15-9. Overton with the lead over Centura. We'll be back to Ravenna right after this timeout.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Overton has the basketball to start the second quarter. They lead it 15-9, and they're facing man-to-man here by Centura. A little spin move, top of the key, the drive, and losing the basketball. And out of bounds is Tanner Ryan. Ryan with a great drive there, but it was last touched by Centura. 14-12, Kearney Catholic at the end of one quarter of play, leading North Platte St. Pat's in the girls' final in Kearney Catholic. Off the inbounds play, three-pointer in the corner, up and good for Creighton Ryan. And so Overton extends their lead now to 9. They lead it 18-9. Just a simple little screen on the inbounds play into the corner, and Ryan strokes it in. So Centura could use a bucket here. Top of the circle, Hickok has it. Finds a backdoor cut, and that's Travis Holcomb. Nice pass from Hickok to Holcomb, and Holcomb sealed his guy and then drove in. Speaking of driving, a hard drive to the basket here by Tanner Ryan, and Ryan answers right back for Overton. Got the ball just outside of the lane and drove through there. Myers works it back around the perimeter, top of the circle here for Hickok. Hickok's going to drive and in traffic, and we're going to call a foul on number 45 for Overton. And that'll be on Joel Schaefer. So Schaefer whistled for the foul. A couple of shots coming up here for Centura's Jacob Hickok. Hickok missed the first two. He's got one more coming. And that one he makes. So 12-20, an 8-point lead here for Overton. Overton also has the basketball. Cahoy picked up defensively there by Hansen. Pass on that far side, and Overton turns it over. That one had a lot of mustard on it as they were trying to connect with Creighton Ryan over there in the corner. So Centurion slowly in the offensive zone, give it to Myers. Myers well behind the three-point arc, gives it for Travis Holcomb. Holcomb gave it away, now gets it back. They snap it around that left side to Grant Myers. Myers off of a screen, gives it to Hansen top of the circle, but fighting through the screen is Schaefer, so he's got to pass it off. On the dribble is going to be Grant Myers. Myers back out here for Hansen. Hansen again harassed there by Joel Schaefer as the Overton defense staying right with wherever the ball is. They got great ball pressure going right now. Nathan Lemberg is going to give it off on that right side. Here's a tough NBA three by Grant Myers. Well off the mark and rebounded out of there by the Eagles. And the Eagles fly up court. And the three-pointer on the other end will not go either. So both teams trying long threes with similar results, both of them off the mark. Hansen on the dribble here. We'll give it off on the right wing here for Grant Myers. Myers fired about a 28-foot jumper a little bit ago, and it was off the mark. Here Lemberg has it top of the circle. He'll drive in the lane. Nice little spin, a little float, up and good. The defense was pretty good, but that move by Lemberg was even better. That'll make it now 20-14. 6-point lead for Overton. They've got the basketball as they get it off to Cahoy on that right side, back around the perimeter. They skip it now to Cahoy, who will direct traffic a little bit, and they get it off for Schaefer. Back to Cahoy. Cahoy will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound is on the ground, and I think we got a foul. And that's going to be a foul on Centura, and Dave Odom begs to differ. Dave Oman just didn't really buy that foul that was called on Nathan Lemberg. And for Lemberg, that's going to be his first. In any event, it's Overton basketball, and they're just going to toss it in to Ryan, who will fire a three. It's off the mark and no good. The rebound is taken out of there by Hickok. So Hickok snags the bound, and they'll get it off here for Lemberg. Lemberg steps in using that pivot foot. Shot will not fall, and rebound out of there by Overton. Snagging the bound for Overton was Kaiser. And now Kaiser gets it back in the lane, has his shot blocked and out of bounds by Travis Holcomb. And we got checking into the game for Centura. Can't see the jersey number from here. There we go. It's going to be Guzman back into the game. Inbound here for Hayden Cahoy, and we've got, I believe, a moving screen or fighting through the screen. Which one is it? I think it's going to be on Centura. Yeah, it's going to be on Centura's Hickok fighting through the screen, so that'll be a defensive foul. And so Schaefer is going to inbound it. They get it inside, and now we got a foul on the inbounds, and that'll be two shots. They bounced it in the lane for Kaiser, and now Kaiser will go to the lane and have a couple of shots as another foul has been whistled on Hansen. So Hansen commits the foul, and two free throws for Overton, and the first one is good for Caleb Eklund. So Eklund makes the first one, makes it now 21-14, Overton up by seven. And the second free throw is on the way and good. 22-14. Tossing it in is Jacob Hickok. Hickok gets it to Grant Myers. Back around the perimeter we go. Guzman has it. He'll step through a double team, and it's going to be a kick. Again, he got the defender in the air and trying to bounce pass it out there. And was able to put his foot on it was Joel Schaefer as they were double teaming the ball. Inbounded here to Grant Myers. Myers picked up defensively by Kaiser, and Myers has it. Dangerous pass up ahead, but Guzman's able to track it down. He puts up an awkward-looking 15-footer and a rebound in underneath by Hickok, and it's blocked out of bounds by Schaefer. So Schaefer with the block out of bounds, and it will be Centura basketball. Lemberg to Hickok on the inbounds play. Off of the screen, they get it back out to Lemberg. Lemberg has it deflected. It's stolen away. Outlet pass up ahead here to Creighton Ryan, and Ryan's going to lay it up and in. Creighton Ryan comes up with it, after the turnover by Centura, and we've got a timeout. Centura, a 10-point lead for Overton. They lead it 24-14. Timeout Centura with 3:47 to go here in the second quarter. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
And welcome back here. Just a shade under 4 minutes to go here in the first half, and a 10-point lead for Overton. They lead it 24-14, and their Centura will inbound the basketball. They get it for Dylan McInturf. And McInturf will get it top of the circle here for Guzman. Guzman now is going to hand it off to Grant Myers. Myers on the dribble, picked up there defensively by Kaiser. Nice backdoor cut for McInturf. McInturf gives it inside, and Holcomb wasn't quite ready for it. Holcomb took an extra step. Holcomb thought the McInturf was going to take the shot, and so when the bounce pass came, and it was a good bounce pass, it kind of surprised Dylan, and that'll be a turnover and wipes off a bucket off the board because McInturf set up Holcomb nicely. So Overton's got it. Pass in the lane, a dangerous pass, but wow, it's in there, and the shot no good for Eklund. Eklund trying to get to the basketball, and they're going to tie it up. Great pass by Cahoy inside to Eklund, and Eklund had a pretty good look at it. Alternating possession, it's pointing to Centura, so they've got the basketball here. And they're dribbling across some pressure. Myers has the ball knocked loose. He'll pick it up in the backcourt. Now on the dribble is going to be Lemberg. Lemberg being very strong. Nice little jump stop with the shot on the way through there. And he's going to be fouled on his way to the basket well before the shot. And so that'll be on Cahoy. That is his first. So Centura inbounds on their baseline. Lemberg will help work it around the perimeter. And a little spin move here by Myers. Myers fadeaway 15-footer is no good. Eklund pulls down the rebound. And here come the Eagles. In transition, three-pointer for Schaefer is on the way and good. Great timing on that pass to Schaefer. Just a little trail transition three there. And the lead is up to 13. A little run through the lane and an extra stop by Nathan Lemberg. It took an extra step with it. Now be a turnover. He just kind of lost the basketball on the way up, and I think he got stuck in his hands, and he took just one extra step with it. So that'll be a turnover for Centura. And unofficially, that's six so far here in the first half. Around the perimeter, Cahoy gets it at the elbow. Bad pass, and then taking it back is going to be Hayden Cahoy, and then Cahoy carried it. Well, starting with a bad pass back to Cahoy. Cahoy's hustle got the ball back, but then when he was trying to turn around the defense, he ended up carrying the basketball. And so Overton just couldn't get away from that turnover bug. So Centura, down by 13, will have the basketball. Myers up ahead here for Lemberg. Lemberg gives it back out for Myers. And Myers, and there's a lot of contact, and we've got a technical. Cahoy Lemberg getting involved with a couple of things here, and we're going to call a technical on Cahoy. So at the free throw line, here is going to be Nathan Lemberg. And Lemberg's free throw rattles around and is no good. So the second one here by Lemberg also, well, that one rattled around and then went back in. So they make one out of two off of that technical that's been assigned to Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy and Lemberg, Lemberg gave him a little bit of a forearm. Obviously, the officials didn't think it was a foul. And Cahoy took umbrage with that. And as they always say, it's the second one that gets caught. And for Cahoy, Cahoy now has three fouls. Now it's taking a while to get everything kind of situated here in the rule book. So Cahoy has three fouls, and inbound the basketball here is going to be Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg will get in for Grant Myers. So they got one out of two on the technical, and now Lemberg has the top of the circle. And by the way, Cahoy out of the game, checking in for him with Schaefer. And on the dribble here is Lemberg. And Lemberg on the dribble, but Centura is called for the three-second violation inside. So inside at 2 minutes to go here before halftime. It's 27-15. And Overton tries to add to their 12-point lead as they work it around the perimeter, and we're going to have a block. It's going to be whistled on Dylan McInturf. They're going to call it a block. It really kind of was more of a trip, really. Wasn't an intentional trip, but neither was the block either. Pass into the corner. Open is Schaefer. Schaefer, extra pass inside. Callahan can't handle it, and it's going to be a turnover. So Overton loses the basketball. That extra pass that has set up Callahan for some good looks at the basket. That time he wasn't quite ready for it, and it's a turnover. McInturf has the dribble, works it in the lane. Holcomb backing in. He'll turn around. Shot no good, and rebound taken out of there by Schaefer. So Schaefer hits it and passes up ahead, and we're going to have a little bit of a push on the way to the basket, whistled against Overton. Tanner Ryan going to be called for the offensive foul with a little bit of a push. And so Centura, down by a dozen, gets the ball back here with a minute 15 to go. And Lemberg will get the inbounds. Schaefer, who got the rebound on the other end, will now pressure Lemberg a little bit. Lemberg has it across. We'll give it off on the left side here for Hansen. Hansen between the circles for McInturf. McInturf gives it off here for Lemberg. Lemberg, and we've got an illegal screen called against Centura. And that is going to be on McInturf. So the illegal screen will cost Centura the basketball in the final minute before halftime. It's 27-15. Overton with a 12-point lead and the basketball. They'll get it off on the left side here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan, bounce pass for Caleb Becklin. Skip pass to the top of the circle by Schaefer. Schaefer gets it in the lane to Hodson. Hodson's shot won't fall, and we've got a foul on the rebound. Snagging the rebound for Centura was Lemberg, and then Lemberg was fouled. So we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot a 1-and-1. That's the ninth team foul that's been whistled on Overton here in the first half. And that one will be the second personal foul against Caleb Becklin. So Lemberg for a 1-and-1, and he hits the first one. That'll earn him the bonus. 27-16, 37.4 to go before halftime. And we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Second free throw was up and good for Lemberg. So Nathan Lemberg strokes in a couple. He's got 11 points in the game. And on the baseline, open for the jumper, is going to be Justin Hodson. Hodson can't come up with it. It's on the ground. Pulling down the rebound is J.D. Callahan. And then Callahan has it tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Overton, so they'll keep possession of it here. With 24.7 to go, they'll inbound on their baseline. They get it for Callahan. Callahan tosses top of the circle here for Tanner Ryan. Entry pass down low, nice catch. Backing in now is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser can't get the shot to fall, and the rebound is ripped out of there by Wyatt Gleason. So Gleason pulled it down. Pass inside, working in there is going to be Holcomb, and Holcomb, with a, creating a little space there, is going to be called for the push, the offensive foul. I've seen more offensive fouls in this half of basketball than I've seen all season up to this point, and I haven't really had an argument with any of them. You're just kind of having one of those games. And the officials, I thought, were kind of allowing them to kind of create some space with their arms and with their body a little bit, maybe more so than what was legal. 3 seconds left, half-court shot, and it is no good. And that might have counted. It actually was an air ball, and Callahan made the catch and tried to flip it up at the last moment, and that may have counted. And I don't know if that's a pass or not, but in any event, Overton cannot score at the buzzer, so we'll head to the locker rooms. And Overton has a 10-point lead. They lead it 27-17 as we played two quarters of basketball. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with the Eagles leading Centura 27-17. We come back right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Cairo, and Wood River.
Welcome back here to Ravenna for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Here at the break, it's 27-17. Overton leading Centura in the boys' consolation game. Earlier here on Classic Hits 98.9, the Ravenna girls got past Spalding Academy 51-38 to claim the girls' third place trophy here in Ravenna. Earlier on our sister station on ESPN 1460, Ogallala and Amherst split their doubleheader, the consolation games. The Ogallala girls beat Amherst 51-19 to get third place in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Then the Amherst boys, that's a nice win for them, 55-49 over Ogallala. They're a D1 team. They beat a C1 team by six on a neutral court. That's a nice win for Amherst as they come away with third place. And the girls' championship game between Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's has now gone to halftime, and Kearney Catholic has a 28-18 lead. So that's a 10-point game at halftime of the girls' championship game. Here in the boys' consolation of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, it's Overton leading Centura here at the break, 27-17. So we got you updated on all the games we have going for you on Platte River Radio this afternoon. Let's check some of the statistics. First of all, the team numbers. Unofficially, I've got 9 turnovers for Centura in the first half compared to 6 for Overton. Shooting from the field for Centura, they are 6 of 16, where Overton is 11 of 26. So, you know, both teams kind of shooting about the same percentage, although Overton is 2 of 8 from behind the arc, so they're shooting 25%. But have 2 3-pointers. Centura is 1 out of 3. They're shooting 33%, but again, they've got 3 fewer points to show for that. Rebounds, Overton has the advantage, 16-12. And again, just a little bit better rebounding, a little bit better shooting, and just a little bit better in terms of turnovers. Those three areas, just a slight advantage for Overton, but each of those three leaning toward Overton. That's why Overton has a 10-point lead here at intermission, 27 217. We'll total up the individual numbers. We'll take a look at those when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, where the Overton Eagles right now leading Centura 27-17 here at halftime. Let's check the numbers for Centura. Leading the way is Nathan Lindberg. He's got 11 points at intermission. Grant Myers has three. Travis Holcomb, pretty quiet first half for him. He's got 2 points. And Jacob Hickok with 1 point at intermission for Centura. For the Overton Eagles, who have a 27-17 lead, they've got a few more points to kind of spread around, and it's been pretty balanced scoring. Creighton Ryan, he's got 7. Tanner Ryan, he's got 7. J.D. Callahan off the bench has 6. Caleb Eklund with 4. And Joel Schaefer has 3 points here at intermission. And again, a 27-17 lead at the break for the Overton Eagles. And leading rebounder for the Eagles is J.D. Callahan. He's got 4. Hayden Cahoy has 3, and Caleb Eklund with a couple of rebounds as well. Once again, at the break, it is Overton leading Centura 27-17. We'll take another break here. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
So Overton with a 10-point lead here at intermission, 27-17, and they've looked pretty good. And, you know, the early stages of that first quarter, kind of thought we might have a real Donnybrook, but as it's turned out, since taking the lead, Overton has kind of refused to give it back. We'll start the third quarter. with Centura having the basketball. So they got a chance to cut into the lead just a little bit here. Tossing it in, going to be Jacob Hickok. Hickok gets it in for Lemberg. Both teams going with their original five out there, and we'll recount those here for you in just a second. Trapped in the corner, Myers turns it over, bounce pass up ahead. That's Creighton Ryan, and Ryan's going to lay it up and in. Well, after the steal, an easy bucket here, and another turnover for Centura. And again, that was all started with the steal there by Logan Kaiser in the corner. So give credit where credit's due. It's Ryan, Cahoy, Kaiser, Eklund, and Schaefer out there right now for Overton. In the lane, jumper no good here for Holcomb. And we got a foul on the rebound and the putback. It falls in. And so a chance for a three-point play here for Nathan Lemberg. So Lemberg is able to pull down that rebound. And now he'll head to the free throw line trying to finish a three-point play. The free throw is no good. That was the second foul, by the way, on Kaiser. And so a quick little jumper here in transition for Ryan. It is no good. Centura comes away with the long rebound. On the dribble is going to be Hickok. And Hickok will help work it back around the perimeter. Grant Myers has it. Myers enters it into Lemberg. Hickok will be in the lane. A little pump fake. Finds a backdoor cut. And there's Travis Holcomb with an easy layup, and give the assist to Hickok as well. That was a nice play there by Hickok. As after making the rebound on one end, he makes a great pass on the other. So here's Cahoy on that left side. He's going to fire a long three. It's no good. Grant Myers pulls down the rebound. And so just like that, Centura now, they've cut the lead down to eight, and they've got the basketball back. So they're starting with a little bit of energy here to start the second half. Hickok will give it off right side for Myers. Myers gets it back to the elbow. Hickok 15 feet away. It's good. Well, not exactly penetration over there, but the double team came over there to Myers, and he was able to kick it out to Hickok, and he was free from the free throw line and was able to stroke it in. So we got a six-point ball game now, 29-26. Skip pass on that far side over there to Cahoy. Cahoy's pass is going to be knocked away by Lemberg and out of bounds. So Overton will maintain the possession, but Lemberg playing some pretty good defense there. At the end of the Overton bench, tossing it in is going to be Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer will get it at the free throw line to Ryan. And now back around the perimeter we go. Schaefer's got it. He'll skip it. Here's a three-pointer for Eklund. Eklund, it will not fall as it bounced around a couple of times. And coming out of there with it is going to be Centura. The rebound by Myers. And now we've got a reaching foul whistled against Overton. And that foul will be on Kaiser. And that's now going to be his third foul. So across the timeline is going to be Hansen. Hansen will get it off the right wing there. Grant Myers in the double team. He'll kick it out. Here's a 17-footer by Hickok. And he missed it. And the rebound is taken out of there by Creighton Ryan. Back around the perimeter we go here. Schaefer will work it off. Drive in underneath. Rolling it through there is going to be Caleb Eklund. And that was a pretty drive there by Caleb Eklund. He just drove that baseline and floated over the top of the defense, and he just kind of rolled around and rolled around and went in. Pass inside for Lemberg. Got knocked away. And fighting for it was Lemberg, and he couldn't come up with it. That's going to be a turnover forced by pretty good defense by Cahoy. And we've got a timeout. Timeout by Overton. They lead it 31-23 with 5:01 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's a great time to check out all your insurance needs. Go find Joe at Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney for your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Overton will bring it in the offensive zone here. And they'll give it off on the right side for Creighton Ryan. Back out to kick it out. Here's a look by Cahoy, and Cahoy will stroke the three. Aiden Cahoy with that three-pointer. Got a little bit of foul trouble after his technical foul was his third. And now Overton knocks the ball loose, and a couple of them fighting for it, just going for the basketball. And Creighton Ryan and Logan Kaiser kind of took each other off the ball, and it goes back out of bounds. So Centura will maintain the possession here, and they're going to call a little body foul here on Cahoy. And for Cahoy, that's going to be another foul, and that's going to be his fourth. So that's now four fouls on Cahoy. And he'll come out of the ball game. Now that's a little bit of bad news here. Cahoy with 3 points and four fouls. Losing the basketball on the inside is Centura, and trying to pick it up. They got it to Holcomb, and Holcomb just couldn't handle it. And then rolled away from him, and Hickok tried to pick it up, and they couldn't quite get a hands on it. So that'll be another Centura turnover. Not Hickok's fault. Not really Holcomb's either. He just couldn't handle the basketball. In any event, Overton's got the basketball back, and they're quickly passing around the perimeter. They get it at the elbow, and again, they're moving it around so quickly that having a little trouble handling it was Schaefer, and so now they'll slow it down a little bit. Creighton Ryan's got it, and he'll kick left side here for Tanner Ryan. Skip pass, and now Schaefer catches it in stride. His three is off the mark, and the rebound is taken out of there by Justin Hodgson. And drive, little flip here by Tanner Ryan. It won't fall, and the rebound is ripped out by Hickok for Centura, and we're going to have a little reach here called against Overton.
Whoa, the other way around. He pushed him off.
So 3:47 to go. Another foul whistled on Overton. That's going to be their fourth of the half here, and that will be on Tanner Ryan, and that's going to be Ryan's second. So on the bounce here is Grant Myers. Myers on the right wing. They get it to Lemberg. Lemberg's going to penetrate and has pretty good defense there. And his shot is off the mark, but I think they're going to get Joel Schaefer for the foul. That jump stop by Lemberg got him just a little bit of space, and then he spun around, put up the shot, and that little delay, Schaefer went for the block, and he got a little bit of the arm, so he will commit the foul. That'll be his second foul. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Lemberg. And Lemberg will stroke it in. So he makes the first of two. And this one rolls around, and is good. So he hits both ends of the two shots, and he'll make it a nine-point ball game. 34-25, nine-point lead for Overton as they bring it in the offensive zone. Schaefer's got it. They kick to the elbow, get it out to Ryan, and now top of the circle, it's Schaefer. Schaefer enters it in the lane at the low block, and we've got a grab. That's going to be whistled on Centura, and a little sarcastic cheer from the folks from Overton because that'll be the first team foul against the Centurions here in the second half, and that'll be on Jacob Hickok. The inbounds will get the ball back out here for Cahoy, and now we've got another foul on the drive on the inside. They got it to Eklund. Eklund started some penetration, and he was hit on the arm, and he was on his way up to put up the shot. And so that foul on Travis Holcomb is going to result in two free throws. So Eklund will shoot two, and the first one is back of the iron and no good. Score remains 34-25 with 3:16 to go, third quarter. Since the late stages of the first quarter, Overton has had the lead. And the free throw is back the iron and no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Holcomb. They work it up ahead. On the run here is Myers. Myers' floater won't fall. Offensive rebound, creating some space is Holcomb. And we've got a foul that's going to be whistled on Tanner Ryan. Holcomb with the offensive rebound, and that's going to result in him heading to the free throw line. And as we mentioned, the foul was on Eklund. That is going to be his third. And the free throw was up and good for Holcomb. And he also makes the second. So Holcomb now with 6 points in the ballgame. Ryan gets it, throws it inside, and Holcomb steps in there and makes the steal. So Overton turns the basketball over, and they're trying to get the ball back, and they knock the ball loose, but Creighton Ryan couldn't quite come up with it. So it will be Centura basketball. Grant Myers has it. He's working against pressure by Justin Hodgson, who came in just a little bit ago. Backdoor cut to Lemberg. Lemberg's going to go all the way to the basket. He missed the layup and an offensive rebound. Holcomb will score. So Holcomb will hit the shot. And now the long skip pass on that far side for Tanner Ryan. Ryan throws it inside, and Overton turns it over. On the run, Lemberg lays it up and in. So Lemberg lays it up and in, and we've got a timeout taken by Overton, a full timeout. A little run here by Centura, and they make it 34-31 with 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Ravenna, as right now a nice little run by Centura has made this an interesting ball game. Overton has led since the late stages of the first quarter, and they still do. They still lead at 34-31, but a nice little run here. Their 11-point lead has been whittled down to 3. So they get in the offensive zone here. Creighton Ryan, his skip pass stolen away and then stolen right back. They've got numbers, and Tanner Ryan has it in the lane. A little floater back of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, and scoring in underneath is going to be J.D. Callahan. So Callahan is able to pull down that offensive rebound and then get the bucket. And nearly turned over, but they fight through it there. A little run through the lane. Floater's good for Grant Myers. So Myers had a little seam, just floats through the lane. And now the pass on the inside, Callahan can't handle it. It goes off of his hands, and Overton has just turned the ball over again. 36-33, minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. And Lemberg gets the basketball. Lemberg working against a little bit of pressure by Ryan. Pass through the lane, somehow picking it up is going to be Hickok, and Hickok's shot won't fall, and the rebound taken out of there by Tanner Ryan. So Ryan will snag the rebound. Had a little trouble handling the ball. Some Centura folks thought he traveled with it. The officials do not concur. And with it now is J.D. Callahan. Callahan helps work it back around the perimeter. Callahan asking for it on the inside, but they're working it around. And now the skip pass out here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan's pass on the inside deflected around, and that'll be another Overton turnover. Good hands on the inside, and Grant Myers came up with a loose ball. He'll give it off for Lemberg. Lemberg will float, shoot, miss, gets his rebound, and we've got a foul, but it's going to be on Lemberg. Lemberg trying to get to the basketball. Well, he got there, but he committed a foul in the process. And did they give it to Lemberg? No, they did not. They gave it to Hickok. So the foul is on Hickok. Driving the baseline, we've got a foul. Tanner Ryan got it, and he just kind of put his head down. It was not going to be denied. And he went in there strong, and I do mean strong, and he drew the body contact. And so he's going to head to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. The foul was on Holcomb, and that's going to be his third. And the free throw is no good. So Ryan will have another free throw coming up here. And Overton now 3 of 6 from the free throw line. And now they're above 500 because they make the second one here. So it's 37-33 after that field goal by Tanner Ryan. And now the steal. The dunk, no. Ryan can't come up with it. He made the steal, and then he missed the dunk. Quick jumper on the right side, up and in. Three-pointer for Grant Myers. What an answer back here for Centura after the missed dunk following the steal. So put a little circle on that play there. The missed dunk as Ryan wasn't quite able to get over the top of the rim. 6 seconds left. On the drive here is Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it out. Creighton Ryan for three. The tip at the buzzer by Tanner Ryan will not fall. And the folks from Centura kind of feeling their oats just a little bit as Overton had a huge lead, but it's been dwindled down to one. They lead it 37-36 as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll come back for that fourth quarter right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Overton, I got the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They work it inside. Callahan turnaround jumper is missed, but he is fouled. And so he's going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. Nice little entry play, and the foul is whistled on Lemberg. And that is going to be Lemberg's second. Callahan's free throw is up and good. So Callahan makes the first of two, and that'll push that lead out to 2 points now for Overton. 38-36, and the second one is off the mark, but an offensive rebound, and then stolen away. Coming up with this, the rebound was Eklund, but then it was stolen away from him by Lemberg. So Overton turns the ball over, and Centura has it. In trouble in the lane is Grant Myers. Myers' pass is going to go through the lane and out of bounds. It was deflected away from him by the Eagles' Caleb Eklund. So Centura will maintain the possession, and Eklund, boy, he hustled to try to get back to that ball. Couldn't quite get there in time. So on the baseline, they'll inbound it for Lemberg. Lemberg's got it. Low penetration. Jump stop to create some space. Shot off glass, no good. Offensive rebound. Off glass, bucket's good for Travis Holcomb. So Holcomb is able to pull down that rebound and then hit the 2 points. We're tied at 38. Pass on that far sideline. Knocked out of bounds by Holcomb. And with 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter, we got a brand new ball game. We're tied at 38. And Hodson will inbound it, and he'll get the ball off here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer gets it in the corner for Creighton Ryan. Inside for Callahan, who kicks it back around, and now a three-pointer for Creighton Ryan, and Ryan strokes it in. They were patient, just kind of looking for that good shot, and they got it to Ryan, who shot it in rhythm, and will give Overton a three-point lead again. With it, number three, Lemberg. He gave it away to Guzman. Now he gets it back. Comes off of the screen, still has his dribble, takes it off glass, and he is fouled on the way to the glass. And that one, I believe, is going to be on Caleb Eklund. Nope, they give it to Schaefer on the body. So that's going to be the third on Schaefer. Well, they were both down there. In any event, Lindbergh's going to go line and have two free throws, and the first one's good. So Lemberg now with 18 points in the game. His second free throw is also good. 41-40. Overton with a one-point lead and the basketball. At the free throw line with it is Justin Hodson. Ball's on the ground. It is loose, knocked loose, and it's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Centura, so that'll be a turnover on Overton. And the turnover numbers starting to balance out a little bit here. 14 turnovers for Centura compared to 11 for Overton. On the dribble, Grant Myers has it in the offensive zone, gives it to Lindbergh. They set a screen for him, a little pick and roll. Pass is deflected between the circles, but Guzman has it. Guzman will give it off here for Grant Myers. Myers, off of the screen, gives it for Nathan Lindbergh. Lindbergh is going to be picked up there defensively by Schaefer. And off of a screen, still dribbling, is going to be Lindbergh. Lindbergh kicks it on the baseline. And now back out top of the circle here for Guzman. Guzman has it stolen away. With the steal is Creighton Ryan, and Ryan's going to lay it up and in. Creighton Ryan with the steal and then the layup. That's a big play because that makes our three-point lead with 5:47 to go. It's 43-40. Overton with the lead. Centura will fire a three. Grant Myers, that shot is a little bit short, and it goes out of bounds on the rebound. And it will be Overton basketball. Checking in, is Guzman. Guzman is out, and Jacob Hickok will come back into the ball game. Down that far sideline, Joel Schaefer. He'll get the ball to Creighton Ryan. Ryan's long pass knocked around. Finally picking it up on the bounce is Caleb Eklund. It was deflected and hit the ground, and Eklund couldn't get his hands on it. Then eventually he did. Schaefer's got it, and it gives it in the corner for Caleb Eklund. Eklund facing some pressure, gets it out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan, entry pass, it's going to be kicked by Creighton. Lindbergh trying to get in there and hit it with his foot as his foot and his hand both went for the ball, and the foot got there a little bit quicker. Creighton Ryan will toss it in here for Joel Schaefer. Back to Ryan. Back to Schaefer. Top of the key. He's going to fire a long NBA three. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound and then the foul. J.D. Callahan pulled down the rebound, and now he'll try to pull down a couple of shots here after the miss, and then he gets that rebound. The foul on Lindbergh is going to be his third. So a couple of free throws coming up, and the first one is no good. So wiping off his shoes here after missing the first of two free throws is going to be J.D. Callahan. 43-40, 5:05 to go. Second free throw for Callahan is also no good. And rebounding it out there is going to be Hickok, and we've got a hold whistled on Overton. Hickok has done a great job rebounding all day today, and that is now going to be eight fouls on Overton, so we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we are going to shoot free throws. The foul on Schaefer is going to be his fourth. And we got a timeout. Overton calls timeout with 5 minutes to go in the basketball game. It's 43-40. Overton with a three-point lead, but Centura will be at the free throw line after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, a little bit of foul trouble for Overton when you take a look at things. Hayden Cahoy, he's got four. Joel Schaefer has four. Kaiser has three and Eklund have three. All those are starters. Free throw is up and no good for Jacob Hickok. So Hickok missed the front end of the one and one, and the rebound is taken out of there by Schaefer. Pass through the lane. They get it to Creighton Ryan. Ryan outside the three-point arc now gets it to Callahan, who will bounce it back out here for Caleb Eklund, and they'll give it off left side. Here's a three-pointer for Creighton Ryan. It will not go, and rebound taken out of there by Grant Myers. So Myers is able to snag the rebound, and now he'll get it off for Guzman. Guzman in a little bit of trouble, but he's able to get it to Hansen. Hansen get it on the baseline for Hickok. Hickok will drive, take it off glass, and score. Jacob Hickok with two more here, and we've got a one-point ball game, 43-42. Pass off the hands of one Eagle, but tracked down by J.D. Callahan. An extra pass on the inside, and they can't come up with it. Overton tempting fate. They almost turned it over, and then they did. Coming up with a loose ball is Hansen. Hansen from the elbow is going to kick it off here for Guzman. Guzman enters it down low. Working in there is Travis Holcomb. Holcomb trying to step through, loses the basketball, gets it back, but they're going to call it a walk. They're going to say it was not knocked away, and so that will be a turnover on Centura. when Holcomb gets that ball down low, they really collapse on him. And that's a pretty good physical battle between J.D. Callahan and Travis Holcomb. 6'3 and 6'1. The 6'1 senior does not want to give up any ground to the bigger 6'3 sophomore. So the Eagles have it. They're going to drive the baseline. A little floater by Eklund. Eklund can't get it to fall, but the offensive rebound and the bucket by J.D. Callahan. So Callahan will make the putback. And for Overton, they again lead by three. With it, Lemberg. Lemberg will drive the baseline. On the way there, he is fouled. And I didn't see who they gave it to. The officials get together. It's before the shot. They have the discussion. It is before the shot, so it will be a one and one. This is now nine fouls that have been whistled against Overton, so this will be the last one and one coming up here for Lemberg. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Kaiser, and for Kaiser, that is going to be his fourth. Lemberg's front end of the one and one is up and good. That'll earn him the bonus. 45-43, 3:24 to go. Second free throw is up and good for Lemberg, and we've got a one-point ball game. Overton up by a point. We'll inbound the basketball. And Centura looking to trap about three-quarter court here. Across the timeline is Cahoy. Cahoy gets it between the circles here for Caleb Eklund. Eklund's going to give it off left side for Creighton Ryan. Back to Eklund. On the right wing, they'll get it off for Hayden Cahoy. Hayden Cahoy, double team, so they'll work it back around. This little 2-3 trapping zone here has given Overton a little bit of trouble, and they just turned it over. Bad pass, and it's a turnover on the run here. It's going to be Hansen, and Hansen will lay it up and in. Hansen's bucket will put Centura ahead for the first time in the second half, 46-45. A little hesitation dribble here by Cahoy. Cahoy gets it inside for Callahan. Callahan floater, no good. Fighting for the rebound and pulling it down is going to be Hansen. Hansen comes up with the bound, and here comes Centura in the offensive zone. They slowly work it up. They have a lead for the first time in a long time. Lemberg off of a screen will kick it off right side for Myers. Myers doesn't want to shoot the three, so he'll get it back out. They give it on the right wing here for Lemberg. Lemberg back out for Hansen, and a timeout for the Centurions. Dave Odom wants to set something up here. His team leads it 46-45 with 2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here. Overton led by 10 on several occasions, but right now Centura has a 46-45 lead here as we are in the fourth quarter. 2:18 to go in the quarter as Grant Myers will get the inbounds in the backcourt. Picking him up defensively is Hayden Cahoy, and Cahoy has just picked up the foul, and Hayden Cahoy has just fouled out of the ballgame. That will be his fifth personal foul. One of those was the technical. And so to the free throw line is going to be Grant Myers. And Myers will have two free throws. Free throws up and good. Centura led by a couple of points in the early stages of the game. Make a free throw here. This will be the largest lead of the game, and it is. They lead by three. 48-45. Cross timeline is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan will get the ball back out here for Joel Schaefer. Schaefer drives, kicks. A little baseline jumper here by Logan Kaiser off the mark, fighting for the rebound. And they're going to say it was last touch by Centura. Fighting for the rebound was Caleb Eklund. I thought it was last touch by Eklund. But the officials right there make the call, and Schaefer's going to inbound it. So maybe a break here for Overton. Eklund has it on the left side, picked up man-to-man there by Hansen. He'll kick it right side. Here's a three-pointer for Schaefer off the mark, and the rebound is tied up. Callahan and Holcomb tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Overton. So the Eagles, with a minute 45 to go, still have a chance maybe to tie it. They inbound it, and it's tipped. But picking up is Creighton Ryan. They'll get it off for Callahan. Callahan shot, no good. Offensive rebound in under good, no good. And then the rebound and bucket is good by Caleb Eklund. So Eklund makes the putback. And so Overton cuts it down to a one-point deficit. With the dribble is Hickok, and Hickok has it stolen away. Kaiser with the layup. It won't fall after Centura turns it over. And coming up with a rebound and on the run here is going to be Myers. Myers down low for Holcomb. Holcomb's jumper no good. A foul on the rebound. That's reeled in by Caleb Eklund. So Eklund pulls down that rebound, and he was fouled in the process. And now we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot the front end of a one-and-one. Well, after trailing early, Kearney Catholic, no problem in the girls' championship game of their own holiday tournament over North Platte St. Pat's, 52-25. So Eklund will go to the front end, the other end of the court for the front end of a one-and-one, and it is good. The foul, by the way, was on Hansen, and that is his third. So we're tied at 48 with a minute 11 to go in the ballgame. Second free throw was also good. So a couple of makes here for Caleb Eklund, and we got a timeout for Overton. The Eagles have just taken the lead back, 49-48, minute 11 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Eagles, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Let's give you a quick game reset here with a minute 11 to go. Both teams have a couple of timeouts at least, two or three timeouts each, so not a problem there. In terms of fouls, both teams are in the bonus. Right now, Centura is in the double bonus, and the possession arrow is also pointing to Centura. Scoreboard, 49-48 Overton. As Centura brings in the offensive zone, Lemberg on the bounce has man-to-man pressure a little bit here, and they're trying to trap it. They'll give it off here left side for Hickok. But give it right back out here for Lemberg. Lemberg stirring near midcourt. Passes deflected, but Hickok comes up with it. And they'll give the ball back to Lemberg. 50 seconds left as Lemberg will drive, lay off glass, and score. Nathan Lemberg just got a little bit of an angle there, and he drove in for the bucket. So now 41 seconds left. Overton is down by a point. They give it off on the right wing. Schaefer's got it. Schaefer backing in. Kicks it out. They'll give it off on the right side. Driving is Caleb Eklund. Bounce pass, reverse layup, rolling on the rim. Schaefer can't get it to come down. It's going to be a held ball or a foul. It's going to be a foul called against Overton. Well, that reverse layup hung on the rim and hung on the rim, but Schaefer couldn't get it to go. And then the foul on the rebound is going to be called against Caleb Eklund. So the foul on Eklund. And now a couple of free throws coming up here, and the first one's good for Michael Hansen. 51-49, 26.6 to go in the ballgame. Two-point ballgame now. Any way you slice it, it'll still be a one-possession game. The free throw is no good. Rebound and a foul. The rebound by Nathan Lemberg, and Lemberg is fouled by Logan Kaiser. And Kaiser now is fouled out of the game. So Kaiser with the foul. Lemberg with a huge offensive rebound, and now he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Lemberg with 23 points on the night. Myers and Holcomb each have 10, and the free throw is good. Well, now we can make it a two-possession game. This is the largest lead of the game that Centura has had at 3 points. They lead at 52-49, and they add one more to that. 53-49. Centura up by four. Schaefer in the offensive zone. They need a good look here. Eklund Gives it back out here for Schaefer. Schaefer's going to fire a long three, no good. Hustles, gets his own rebound, will shoot another three. That one is short. Rebound is tipped out. Last touch by Centura. And with 8.3 to go, it'll be Overton basketball. And we've got a timeout. He's got a couple of timeouts left. You might as well drop something here. And the timeout by Jay Stair and the Overton Eagles. They trail it 53-49 with 8.3 to go. Timeout Eagles. We'll keep it right here. We'll give you a little bit of a game reset. This timeout, of course, is brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto. Home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And again, if they make the basket, Overton can call the timeout. Centura, if they need or want to, they can call a timeout as well. Both teams are not going to run out of timeouts here. In terms of fouls, both teams are in the bonus, a double bonus situation here for Centura if Overton commits the foul, and the possession arrow is still pointing towards Centura. Earlier, I thought when they blew the whistle, I thought it was going to be a jump ball, and Centura would have got the ball. Instead, it started that sequence where it ended up being three free throws that were made by Centura because of the offensive rebound by Nathan Lindberg, and that was a huge play, both the rebound and the two free throws. They inbound it. They get it to Schaefer. Schaefer will fire a three, and he hits the three. Timeout, Eagles. We got a one-point ball game. That could not have gone any better. On the sideline, they set the screen. He came from the low post. They screened him. He caught it at the top of the key, stroked into three, and we've got a one-point ball game with 5 seconds to go. Timeout again brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back in 30 seconds.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, you don't want Nathan Lindberg to have the basketball in his hands, because if he's got his hands on the basketball, he is going to head to the free throw line and shoot two free throws, and that's not the person that you want there. So again, Centura can run the baseline if they need it. Jacob Hickok is going to inbound the basketball, pressured there by Caleb Eklund. They get it up ahead, and we've got a foul. They pass it to Travis Holcomb, and Holcomb tried to get the ball out of his hands immediately, but J.D. Callahan commits the foul. And again, if you don't make that steal right away, you commit the foul. So that's a nice play there by Callahan. But a couple of free throws coming up for Travis Holcomb, the post player, who will shoot two. And the first one is good. Holcomb's a pretty good free throw shooter. So again, Centura doesn't mind sending him to the line. He makes the first and misses the second. So two-point ball game, 2 seconds left. Half-court shot at the buzzer. It's off to the left. And the prayer is not answered for Overton. Joel Schaefer got that rebound but wasn't able to hit the half-court buzzer beater. It hit the side of the rim. And so your final score. It's Centura 54, Overton 52. As it's going to be in Centura coming away with third place here in the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. A great effort for both of these two teams. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Centura. Dramatic come-from-behind win here for the Centurions as they win here in Ravenna. I misspoke. As the Centurions trail by as many as 10 late in that third quarter, but they come from behind and are able to defeat Overton, handing Overton their second straight loss on the season, a final of 54-52. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, we'll take a look at some of the overall team statistics in here. In terms of turnovers, 19 turnovers for Centura, whereas Overton turned the ball over 13 times. Rebounding, Overton with a slight edge at 29-26 through the course of the game. But the final score advantage Centura with a 54-51 win in this one, in part because they shot the ball pretty well. Centura, 17 of 37, where Overton was 20 of 54. So they shot less than 40%. Centura a little bit better than that. And three-point shooting, Centura was 2 of 5. Overton was 5 of 21 from behind the arc. So individual numbers. We'll look at it, first of all, from the perspective of Overton. Leading the way for the Eagles was Creighton Ryan. Ryan finished with 14 points. J.D. Callahan with 11. Caleb Eklund with 10. Tanner Ryan with 8. Joel Schaefer hit a huge three-pointer near the end of the game with about 5 seconds left. He finished with 6 in the game. And Hayden Cahoy, who was in a little bit of foul trouble, he finished with 3 points on the afternoon. In terms of rebounding, leading rebounder with 7 was J.D. Callahan, 5 for Caleb Eklund, and then 3 each for Tanner Ryan, Joel Schaefer, and Hayden Cahoy. Now checking the numbers here for Centura. Oops, hit the wrong button, so a little pause here. And for Centura, who pick up the come-from-behind win, leading the way, no surprise, Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg with 25 points on the night, but he had help from Travis Holcomb, who finished with 11. And all but two of those came in the second half. Grant Myers finished with 10. Jacob Hickok, great day rebounding the basketball. He finished with 5 points. And Michael Hansen with 3 in the game, including some key free throws down the stretch. Rebounding, Hickok finished with 7 rebounds. Lemberg unofficially with 5 and 4 for Travis Holcomb and Grant Myers. Shooting from the field, right at 46%. They were 17 of 37 for 46%. From behind the arc, they were 2 of 4 for 40%. And from the free throw line, they were 18 of 24, 75% free throw shooting. 18 of 24 from the free throw line. So 18 points on the line. That's one of the major differences here in the game, as they shoot the ball very, very effectively from the free throw stripe. For Overton shooting the ball, they were 20 of 53 from the field for about 38%. They were 15 of 32 from 2-point. That's 46, but they were only 5 of 21 for 24% shooting from behind the arc. And free throw line, they were 7 of 13 for 53%. They got outscored by 11 at the free throw line. And as a result, Overton now falls to 5-2 on the season. On Friday, they'll play host to Kearney Catholic for a girl-boy doubleheader.